When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin cancels the entire day's Bitcoin price dip with a fresh push back above $46,000. As you can see right here, Bitcoin staged yet another classic comeback this morning on Friday as the day of losses abruptly flipped positive. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Plan B points out, Bitcoin price and 200-week moving average and realized cap all rising. Let's go BTC. Also in today's show, ADA hits $2 for the first time since May ahead of Cardano smart contract announcement. As you can see in this chart, surging like a mofo, up 50% for the week. Also in today's show, Bitcoin enters institutional era as million-dollar transactions start to dominate, according to new data from Glassnode Analytics, who shared that an increasing number of million-dollar Bitcoin transactions is a sign of growing institutional involvement. And quoting them here, since September 2020, the dominance of these large-sized transactions has risen from 30 to 70% of the total value transferred. I'll be breaking all this down for you. Also in today's show, Argentina's president says there is no reason to push against adopting Bitcoin. That's right. After the recent El Salvador adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender, it has now rattled the cages in Central and South America. Now we have Argentina's president, who is the latest to showcase support to adopting Bitcoin and moving to a Bitcoin standard. Also in today's show, what will one Bitcoin be worth in 10 years? Well, according to the MicroStrategy CEO, Michael Saylor, who currently holds over 105,000 BTC on their balance sheet, he says once Bitcoin surpasses the market cap of gold, currently at around $11 trillion, he says that nothing will stop Bitcoin, and he can see the Bitcoin market cap surpassing $300 trillion in the long run. And with a market cap of $300 trillion, he says the price of Bitcoin would be around $14 million per BTC. I'll be breaking all this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Hope you're enjoying your Friday. Thus far, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin staged yet another classic comeback this morning on Friday as the day of losses abruptly flipped positive. As you can see right here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, looking bullish as a mofo. You gotta love it. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro in TradingView showed Bitcoin rising from below 44,000 to top 46,300 in just hours. Friday's 5.5% gains erased the entire previous day's downtrend. That's right. And once again, proving the bull staying power at price levels above $40,000. And the latest return to strength for Bitcoin coincided with fresh noise from the U.S., where an increasing number of senators were taking issues with the language on cryptocurrency and the newly passed infrastructure bill, which I've been covering here on the show. Now, originally unamended, the bill must now have its cryptocurrency improved so as to not disadvantage the industry, lawmakers demanded. Bitcoin had gained throughout the final stages of the bill's passage, even shrugging off the initial lack of amendments. And at the same time, the president of Argentina, Alberto Fernandez, business revealed a willingness to adopt Bitcoin in the financially troubled country, which I'll be covering in great detail a little later here in the show. And with positive headwinds back in play, so too was an attack on major resistance at the time of this recording. A look at buy and sell levels on major exchange Binance showed $47,000 as the definitive level to break for the bulls, while a giant support wall had amassed at 41,000. As you can see right here on your screen, it shows you the Bitcoin buy and sell levels on Binance as of today, August 13th. Also, Ethereum returned back above 3,000. In fact, at the time of this recording, we're currently above 3,200. Meanwhile, altcoins likewise benefited from the Bitcoin move, with some of the top 50 by market cap capitalizing on weekly gains, which top 40%. That's right. The altcoins are breaking out like a mofo right now. And the largest altcoin by market cap, Ether, was calmer, up just 2.5% on the day to hover near 3,200 after briefly losing the $3,000 mark on Thursday. Right here, you're looking at the Ether 1 hour candle chart and checking out the latest from Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. He tweeted Bitcoin price and 200 week moving average and realized cap all rising. Rocket ship to the moon. That's right. And if you're not familiar with the stock to flow model, it predicts a minimal of $100,000 Bitcoin price by December, and stock to flow X, which is the cross asset model, predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price this cycle. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. Now let's break down our next story of the day. ADA hits $2 for the first time since May ahead of Cardano smart contract announcement. That's right. Check this out. Cardano's ADA token made a triumphant return to the $2 mark on Friday as weekly gains top 50%, as you can see right here in the ADA 1 day candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed ADA quickly shooting higher during Friday after overcoming heavy resistance. And at the time of this recording, we're currently trading just above $2 as it was continuing to climb, gaining 25 cents overnight. How many of you are currently bullish on ADA? Let me know in the comments below. At $2.07, this marked ADA's highest price point since May 18th and the start of the cross crypto price route engendered by China's mining shakeout. The move was accompanied by impending technological upgrades, notably smart contracts on Cardano, something popular trader Lark Davis described as a very bullish catalyst, as he shared here on crypto Twitter. Cardano smart contracts are just around the corner, which is a long-awaited and very bullish catalyst for the asset. And he also shares, when smart contracts have been a question that has fueled ADA haters for years now, but it seems we finally have an answer to that question. Smart contracts are now live on the public Cardano testnet. And in this tweet storm, I'm going to fast forward to the prediction, which is pretty interesting right here by Lark Davis. Does that mean that ADA will pull a 50x like Matic did? No, a mere 6x would give it the same market cap as Ethereum. But if Cardano gets it right, then we could still see it rally a couple 100% after smart contracts launch, percentage users start using it, proving time is here. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding ADA rising 6x from here, which would put the price at around $12 per ADA? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin enters institutional era as million-dollar transactions start to dominate, according to new data from Glassnode Analytics, as well as Argentina's president says there is no reason to push against adopting Bitcoin, as well as what will one Bitcoin be worth in 10 years, according to MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, everything currently in the green and breaking out, with Bitcoin up about 4%, trading above $46,360. We have Ethereum up 4%, trading back above $3,200. We have Cardano up over 16%, trading at $2.04. Binance Coin up 5%, trading at $403. XRP up 6%, trading at $1.03. And Chainlink up 6%, trading at $26.75. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. On-chain market analysis firm Glassnode says an increasing number of million-dollar Bitcoin transactions is a sign of growing institutional involvement. You can say that again. Glassnode indicates that since September of 2020, the number of Bitcoin transactions worth over $1 million has shot up from nearly one-third to more than two-thirds of the total value of Bitcoin transferred. Quoting Glassnode right here, since September 2020, the dominance of these large-sized transactions has risen from 30 to 70% of the total value transferred, and small-sized transactions fell from more than two-thirds to roughly a third of total value transferred. According to Glassnode, quoting them again here, transactions of less than $1 million in size have declined Bitcoin from 70% to around 30 to 40% dominance. The on-chain market analysis firm says the growing dominance of high-value transactions demonstrates that a new era of institutional and high-net-worth capital has been flowing through the Bitcoin network since 2020. Glassnode further states that the total supply of Bitcoin held by long-term hodlers recently hit an all-time high of 82.68% as short-term hodlers supply declined. And just FYI, Glassnode defines coins held by long-term hodlers as those with a minimum age of 155 days and defines a coin with an age under 155 days as held by a short-term hodler. Where my long-term hodlers at? Make some noise in the comments below. The on-chain market analysis firm also says that major supply squeezes occur when the short-term hodler supply ratio reaches 20%. The short-term hodler supply ratio is currently at 25% according to Glassnode. And Glassnode predicts that the short-term hodler supply ratio needed to drive up the Bitcoin prices could be achieved in mid-September, quoting them here, whilst the supply squeeze based on the short-term hodler supply ratio is not yet at 20%. There are numerous indicators and trends in play that suggest it may hit it in mid-September. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Glassnode Analytics. And before I break down our next story of the day, Argentina's president says there is no reason to push against adopting Bitcoin, as well as we discuss what will one Bitcoin be worth in 10 years, according to MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with $109 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance 44.6%, with the Ether dominance at 19.5%. Now, checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have QTUM leading the pack, up 21% for the day and 51% for the week, trading above $12. We have ADA Cardano up 17% for the day and 49% for the week, trading at $2.05, and the Graph up 13% for the day and almost 32% for the week, trading at 90 cents. And checking out the top losers within the top 100, zero, zilch, nada, because everything is currently pumping and in the green. You gotta love it. The only things in the red are stable coins. Go figure. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 70 out of 100, the same as yesterday. In greed, last week was a 52, neutral, and last month a 21 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. You already know, fam. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. El Salvador's decision to adopt Bitcoin as the legal tender has rattled the cages in Central and South America. Argentina's president was the latest to showcase support to some extent in a recent interview. Speaking to the local media, Alberto Fernandez touched on the topic of digitalization and where the country stands on it. And more specifically, he received a question whether Argentina will be looking into launching its own central bank digital currency, better known as the CBDC, or perhaps even adopting Bitcoin as a legal tender, just like El Salvador recently did, quoting him here. I don't want to go too far out on a limb, but there is no reason to say no. Perhaps that is a good path to take. So there you have it, coming directly from the Argentina president. He added that the most significant advantage of going with the Bitcoin route is that the inflationary effect is largely nullified because of the asset's maximum supply of 21 million coins to ever exist. And this particular issue is what Argentina has been struggling with for years. In June of 2021 alone, consumer prices increased by more than 3%. Thus, analysts concluded that the 12-month inflation rate has grown above 50%. Crazy, right? And on a more macro scale, the Argentinian peso has lost roughly 85% of its value against the US dollar in the past 5 years. Nevertheless, the country's president admitted that he has concerns of his own when it comes to viewing the primary crypto as a hedge against inflation, quoting the president again here. It's a global debate, and I must confess that it's a topic that should be approached with caution. In my case, there is caution because of how unfamiliar it is and because it's hard to understand how this fortune materializes. He added that many people have similar worries, which is why Bitcoin has yet to reach a mainstream level. However, it is something to consider. And in June of this year, as we all know, El Salvador became the first country in the world to accept Bitcoin as a legal tender as they moved to a Bitcoin standard. And since then, several other nations, especially in Latin America, have been discussing also moving to a Bitcoin standard, including countries like Paraguay, Panama, and even Cuba, as I covered in yesterday's episode. Which major country do you think will be next to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender? Let me know your thoughts and predictions in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss what will one Bitcoin be worth in 10 years, according to MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, who's predicting a $14 million Bitcoin price. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. Help me get to 50,000 subs. That's the goal. And currently, the Bitcoin price is correlated with my subscribers, so you already know what to do, fam. I also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update every single day, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button right below this video and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And you can also follow me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. If you've heard anything about Bitcoin, it's likely been about its price skyrocketing or plummeting. That's right, the Bitcoin trolls and haters, such as the Peter Schiffs in the world, they believe Bitcoin is going to zero, while we have the Max Kaisers, the Michael Saylors, and the bulls predicting millions of dollars per BTC. But for those who are looking to invest long-term, there is a different question that should be asked. What will one Bitcoin be worth in the next 10 years? That, my friend, is a million-dollar question. Let me know your prediction in the comments right down below. So where is Bitcoin going? For Bitcoin, no prediction is guaranteed. That's my disclaimer. But an interesting vision shared by MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor is that once Bitcoin passes the market cap of gold, which is currently sitting at around $11 trillion, nothing will stop this Bitcoin train. And I agree 100%, because Bitcoin is obviously way superior than gold as a store of value. Now, Saylor sees Bitcoin capable of reaching a market cap of $300 trillion in the long run, ultimately meaning the market cap will 300x from $1 trillion, which is around where we're currently at. And of course, he doesn't give a date because nobody can do that, but he does talk about a future goal. With a market cap of $300 trillion, the price of Bitcoin would be around $14 million per BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And do you feel this is a realistic expectation for the king of all crypto within the next 10 years, which means by the year 2031, we can expect a $14 million Bitcoin price? Holla at your boy. Now for some more reasons why you should be bullish on Bitcoin over the next 10 years, let's break it down. There's a finite number of Bitcoins to be had, which we all know. There's a limited number of Bitcoin in the world, 21 million to be exact. So supply and demand will lead to scarcity and higher value over time. Think of it as spending $4 per gallon at the gas pump today due to inflation versus 36 cents back in 1970. Bitcoin also goes through a halving process every 4 years, meaning the amount of Bitcoin rewarded through mining the currency through a proof of work consensus will be cut in half. This effectively cuts Bitcoin inflation rate in half every 4 years in a controlled manner that is easily tracked by anyone around the world. Compare that to the mysteries of the central bank target interest rates, and it becomes clear why Bitcoin is referred to as inflationary hedge. It is deflationary by design. Not only that, but it's digital and more durable than gold is any day of the week. Bitcoin transactions happen digitally on the blockchain, making the currency much more durable than your typical dollar or coin. It may sound pedantic, but this is a huge step towards a digital peer-to-peer ease of transactions. And blockchain technology is exceedingly safe and efficient, with developers building new tools to improve it every day. Now, here's a great illustration, proven a real-life example. 1.6 billion of gold versus 1.6 billion of Bitcoin. Which one do you think is the future, and which one would you prefer to travel with? Let me know in the comments below. Bitcoin is also open. That's right. Everyone can own Bitcoin. It's not gatekept for wealthy investors. It's not tucked away in corporate finance offices or only offered to those who got in early. One of the magic things about Bitcoin is that you can buy it in pieces. In fact, one Bitcoin can be divided by 100 million Satoshis, better known as sats. This opens the investment opportunity up to anyone who wants to invest. You don't have to buy an entire Bitcoin for $46,000. You can buy a fraction of Bitcoin and still be able to profit off your investment. That's right. So start stacking sats. It's never too late, especially with a long-term perspective. We all know where Bitcoin is heading, to the moon. So what are your thoughts surrounding Michael Saylor's $14 million Bitcoin price prediction, with Bitcoin surpassing the market cap of gold at $11 trillion and even surpassing a $300 trillion market cap to hit that $14 million target? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin cancels entire day's Bitcoin price dip with a fresh push back above $46,000. Also in today's show, we discuss ADA hitting $2 for the first time since May ahead of Cardano smart contract announcement, as well as Bitcoin entering institutional era as million-dollar transactions start to dominate, according to Glassnode Analytics, as well as Argentina's president says no reason to push against adopting Bitcoin. We also discuss what will one Bitcoin be worth in 10 years, according to MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, who's predicting a $14 million Bitcoin price. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?